各位主内弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
愿主的平安与现场的人同在，也与在线上敬拜的人同在。
Peace be with everyone worshiping here and at home online.
在预备这次的讲道的时候，我在脑海当中来想象，到底我们的会众是哪一些人？
While preparing for this sermon, I remember or try to recall who were sitting here before worshiping here.
可能有一些人以前你不在我们当中，但是现在线上你跟我们在一起，也欢迎你。
Some of you may not be with us before, but now you're worshiping online with us, so we'd like to welcome you.
我要很认真的说，愿主的平安与你同在。
Solemnly, I will say, may the peace of God be with you.
当我们见到神子的时候，就提醒我们 COVID 还没有过。
Seeing this road reminds us that COVID is still with us.
但是见到神子的时候，也提醒我们要为这世界上许多因为 COVID 而遭到很大打击的人，为他们祷告。
This road also reminds us to remember people all over the world who have been impacted by the pandemic.
无论教会可不可以开门来聚会，那个福音都是照样要传出去的。
Regardless whether the church can open its doors or not for gathering, the gospel continues to be preached.
我们还是照样的开我们的福音课 A 和 B.
We still conduct gospel classes.
然后上个星期也有人特别施洗。
And last week there were people who were baptized.
我们为主的恩典在我们当中而感谢。
Such is the grace of God working amidst us, and we give thanks.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在是要来到你面前来求恩。当我们可能在我们的处境当中感到迷失的时候，愿你的话语来坚定我们。愿你在我们当中使我们能够扎根，就好像我们。有一个地基是非常非常的稳固一样，主，愿你的话语在我们当中施恩，让我们明白。奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。好，请听我念圣经。你们看，我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大！那些想要炫耀外表的人，勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受迫害。他们那些受割礼的人，连自己也不守律法。他们要你们受割礼，不过是要拿你们的肉体夸口。但我绝不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。受割礼，我不受割礼。都无关紧要，要紧的是做新造的人。凡照着准则行的人，愿平安怜悯加给他们和上帝的以色列民。从今以后，不要有人再搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。弟兄们，愿我们主耶稣基督的恩与你们的灵同在。阿们。你们看我亲手写给你们的字是何等大。
See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand.
可能我们读圣经，以前我们都觉得说保罗是亲自来写信。
Perhaps in the past we will think that it is Paul who writes the letter personally.
但是今天我要说，其实保罗呢，他往往是通过他的代书，他的代笔来完成他写给教会的信。
Today, I'd like to clarify that actually there's such a thing called ghostwriter. And Paul, you know, in the past, may have some of these ghostwriters to help him write his letters.
为什么是这样呢？因为在保罗的时代，在罗马帝国的时候，甚至在他之后的一千年，他们都是用羊皮来作为写字的材料的。
In that era, the people will be using sheepskin as tools for writing.
这就使到一个人要写字是不太容易的，他需要有一个文士 他知道去哪里买这些羊皮，然后知道去哪里买那些写字的工具来替他写信。
And so writing is not so convenient. You need to have an assistant or a scribe to purchase all these tools for you.
但是这些口述信件的人往往也有一个做法，就是来到某一个地步，他自己亲自写几笔。
But sometimes these people who dictate their letters, at times they will also personally write themselves.
所以在加拉太书这里，保罗就说：“我自己写的字，你看很大哈。”但是在其他的书信，他有提到这个是他的亲笔写信。
And so here Paul says that this is really my handwriting. See how large it is.
看到这一行，大家就会觉得很温暖。这个是保罗的字迹，我们认得他。
And so when we read this, his readers will feel very warm at heart. They know that this is really coming from Paul's hand.
那本来写完这句，这是我的字，差不多就可以结束了。
Actually, when we read this phrase, this sentence says, "This is my writing," we would have thought that that would finish Paul's letter.
但是还没有啊，那保罗还有什么要交代的呢？
But yet, this is not so.Therefore, what else is Paul trying particularly want to say?
十二十三节让我们看到保罗再次指出，那些来自耶路撒冷要影响加拉太信徒的人，他们其实在乎自己，比他们在乎加拉太信徒更多。
In verses 12 and 13, Paul once again mentions that there are people who came from Jerusalem who want to influence the Galatians.And Paul cautions that these people were more concerned about themselves than about the Galatian believers.
他们在乎自己能不能够向别人炫耀，他们影响了多少外邦人接受割礼，他们担心自己会不会因为十字架的缘故而受到迫害。
They were concerned about whether they can show off how many Gentile believers they can influence to receive circumcision.They were also concerned about whether they will be persecuted for the cross.
先让我们来看，如果有人是以他能够影响多少人接受割礼来作为他很看重的话，那我们就是遇到一群的人，他们身上有割礼作为记号，他们是犹太人。
Now, let's think about it. If someone was more concerned about influencing many people to be circumcised, we will assume that this will be Jews.Who had the sign of circumcision on their body?
但是这些人也是信耶稣的，他们来到加拉太，他们也想要影响加拉太的信徒，让他们也守摩西的律法，照着犹太人的方式的节期来过日子。
But on a closer look, we realize that these were also Christians. They were people who put their faith in Jesus, and yet they came to Galatia to influence these Galatian believers to also abide by the law of Moses and to live according to the Jewish festivals.
但是如果要监督这么多事情，你有没有守安息日？你有没有守洁净的律法？真的事情很多，你要住到他家里才能够监督他。
So if they were to supervise the Gentile Christians, whether they observe all these rules and the laws and the festivals, there will be too much things to do.
那如果要抓住一件事情，你到底有做没有做？那就是抓住割礼，因为割礼没有割一半的，有割就是有割，没割就是没割。
So if there's only one essential thing to hold, then they might say, hey, just focus on circumcision, because circumcision is so clear. Either you have done it or you have not done it.
那为什么这些来自耶路撒冷的信徒，他们这么介意这件事情？
So why were these Jerusalem Christians so concerned about circumcision?
简单来说，他们也有受到压力。
Simply put, they were also under a lot of pressure.
从前进犹太教的外邦人，他们就会面对一个决定：要受割礼还是不要受割礼。
In the past, if you were a Gentile and you became a Jew, you go into Judaism, then there's only one thing to know: whether you want to circumcise or not.
那这些信耶稣的犹太人，他们也会面对压力。但是如果他们能够跟朋友说：“哎呀，你不要担心啦，我们去哪里哦，都会叫人家哦要守割礼的啦。”那他们就会。受到犹太朋友们的接纳，不会被他们逼迫了。
So now, if they were Jewish Christians, they can also say to their Jewish friends, "Hey, don't worry. Wherever we go, we will also influence people to undergo circumcision. Then they will be accepted by their Jewish friends and will not be persecuted by them."
但是在写信给加拉太的信徒的时候，保罗说：“你们都已经靠圣灵入门了，为什么你们还要开倒车呢？为什么还要回去守这些犹太人的律法，去做足犹太人的节期呢？”
Yet in writing to Galatians, Paul said and reminded them, "You started by reliance on the Holy Spirit. Why are you now reversing? Why go back to adherence in Jewish laws and festivals?"
你们都已经知道基督来，已经成全了律法，透过他我们成为新造的人。那为什么你们呢，要这样的去开倒车呢？
You know that Jesus Christ has come and fulfilled the law. Through Jesus, we have become a new creation. Why would you now want to keep the Moses law?
保罗看到耶稣基督的福音是要给犹太人，也给希腊人，也给那些没有犹太希腊文化的人，这一切都是要在基督里面成为一家人，而不是成为三家人。
Paul saw that the gospel of Jesus was for everyone, whether you're Jew, Greek, or those outside the Greco culture. All these will become one family in Christ, not three families.
所以是一个新造的人，就是耶稣基督，我们都在耶稣基督的身上，我们成为新造的人。
So there's only one person, and that is a person in Christ, and we have all become a new creation in Christ.
那这个重点保罗抓到了之后，他就已经分享给加拉太信徒，但是现在他重新来提醒他们，你们为什么糊涂了，要被这些犹太的假弟兄带走呢？
This was an important revelation for Paul, and he had shared this with the Galatian believers. And so he is asking them, why are you now confused again and swayed by these false Jewish brothers?
保罗在十三节说，他说那些外来的假弟兄，他们却是怕为着十字架来受苦的。
In verse 13, Paul says, these false brothers from outside were afraid of suffering for the cross.
十四节他说，我绝对不以别的夸口，只夸我们的主耶稣基督的十字架。
Verse 14, he says, May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
十字架是怎么样的地方呢？那里是有死亡的地方。
What kind of place is the cross? It is a place of death.
保罗说，因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。
Paul says regarding the cross, as far as I'm concerned, the world has been crucified to the cross. As far as the world is concerned, I have been crucified to the cross.
是的，当保罗说他只夸主耶稣的十字架的时候，他明白十字架是什么意思。
Yes, when Paul said his only boast is in the cross of Jesus, he understood what the cross implied.
十七节他说到，他身上有耶稣基督的印记，这个说的就是他为了福音的缘故，他身上的许多的伤痕，那些就是他的战绩。
Verse 17, Paul says, he bears the marks of Jesus Christ on his body. What he means that he bears the scars, which he note as his achievements for the gospel, which is displayed on his body.
他为了这个使到别人能够得新生命的福音，他去了许多地方，有的时候引起暴动，有的时候他被棍子打，他是付上非常大的代价的，所以他明白什么叫做为十字架而受苦。
For this gospel of giving new life, Paul has gone to many places. He has encountered riots and was beaten by clubs. What a high price he has paid for the gospel.
今天我们在路边，我们不会看到一个可以挂着人的十字架，但是我们可以看到建筑上面有一个十字架，就像我们的教堂一样。
Today, we don't see crosses for crucifying people on the roadside. Rather, we see crosses, the crosses we see are those erected on top of buildings, on the church.
所以保罗说十字架的时候，我们的联想可能跟他不太一样啊。
And so when Paul talks about crosses,We may associate the cross with different things.
但是我们这些人读加拉太书，就要跟着他的思路来走。他想到十字架的时候，他想到基督为他而死，基督为他舍命。
But as we read the letter of Galatians, we should follow Paul's thoughts.
Next slide.
We should remember seeing the cross, that Christ died for us, and that Christ gave his life for us.
基督为他愿意付出生命，是到这样的一个地步了。
And Paul knows that for his sake, Christ went to the extent of giving up his life for him.
当我在神学院念书的时候，到第三年的时候，我班上有一个同学患上癌症。
When I was in the third year of my seminary studies, my classmate suffered from cancer.
因为我们的关系很好，也因为我们在第一年、第二年经常的同工，所以别人叫我们是最佳拍档。
Because we were very good friends and we often served together in ministry, people will dub us as best partners.
所以当他患病的时候，对我影响很大。我也尽最大的力量把上课的时候写完整的笔记给他看，然后呢也拖着他来写 paper， 一人写一半，帮他找资料，那个定题目。
His illness affected me a lot. I did my best to help. Like for example, I would take study notes for him. I would co-write his assignments together. I would help with his research material for his paper.
当他去电疗的时候，他说不需要陪他，所以我可以做的就是不断的为他祷告。
When he went for radiotherapy treatment, he said he did not need accompaniment. So what I could do was to keep him in prayer.
我求主医治他，千万不要让他年纪轻轻，孩子才刚生下来不久就死了。
I prayed for him, asking the Lord to heal him and not take him away so young, as he had just become a father.
有一天，当我在迫切祷告的时候，眼前出现一个图像，就是耶稣钉十字架。
One day, when I was praying desperately, an image appeared in front of me, and I saw the cross.
当我看到耶稣钉在十字架的时候，我的眼泪就流下来。我知道我的爱实在是不如耶稣的爱，起码我不曾为他舍命。
I saw the cross, and I saw Jesus being hung on the cross, and I started to tear. I realized that my love is inferior to the love of Jesus.At the very least, I know I will never give up my life for my brother.
耶稣既然为他舍命，他就不会留下什么不好的，什么好的不给他。
And yet Jesus has given his life for my friend. It means that Jesus would never withhold any good thing from him.
这件事让我从此明白，我们爱永远不如上帝的爱。
From this incident, I realized that our love is never as perfect and as good as God's love.
那保罗要说的是，我们这个人蒙上帝的恩典，是到一个地步，基督为我们而死，基督为我们舍身。
The point that Paul wants to make is this: we have received the grace of God to the extent that Christ died for us. Christ gave his life for us.
这不是一个头脑的知识而已，这个是可以去转换你的人生的。
This is not something that is just for you to know in your mind. This is something that can change your life.
当你甚至明白这一点的时候，你的人生观就会很不一样。以前你放不下来的身份、薪水、那些 benefits、holiday 等等，你现在明白这些都是上帝给你的。
When you grasp this in depth, your outlook in life will be very different.You will understand that things you took as your identity, such as your salary, your benefits, your entitlements, and so on, things that you were not able to let go before, you realize that these are all God-given.
你现在可以跟上帝说，我不是 defined by 这些的，我是你的，我是可以交在你手中让你来使用的，主，请你使用我。
Now you can tell God, you say, hey, looking at these things, dear Lord,I am not defined by this. I am yours, at your service.
你就会开放自己的时间，开放自己这个人，你来让上帝来装备你。
And then you will open yourself, allocate time to let God equip you.
然后还有第五章提到的，顺着肉体的私欲而行的事，不管是嫉妒、纷争或者冷漠的报复，那些。搅扰你很多年，带来很多人际关系的那些问题，你现在知道你把这些钉在十字架上。
Not only that, chapter 5 mentions that there were the ills that follow the lust of the flesh, such as jealousy, conflicts, indifference, vengeance. All these ills that have disturbed you for many years and led to interpersonal problems, all these shall be nailed to the cross.
你钉上去了，就不要 claim 回来好吗？
You nail it on the cross, you don't bring it back.
下一章，保罗因此说，受割礼或者不受割礼都没有，都无关紧要。要紧的是做新造的人。
Therefore, Paul concludes in verse 15, whether circumcision or uncircumcision does not matter. What matters is the new creation.
新造的人是怎么样的呢？新造的人就是已经跟基督同钉十字架，你知道你每一天活着都是基督在你的里面活着。
How does a new creation look like? A new creation or new being is one who has already been crucified with Christ, who knows that he is alive every day and that Christ lives in him.
以前的我们可能认为自己有能力出去旅行、去探索、换一个国家去工作，这个定义了你是谁，这些都是很美好的，可能这些也会成为一个保护层。 你不希望有人来动你这个很宝贵的部分。
In the past, we may think that we have the means to travel and explore, and that defines who you are. All this is wonderful, but it can also become a protective layer that you do not want anyone to disturb.
可是 COVID 来到，甚至 Circuit Breaker 来到，一直到今天，我们认识到人生是远远超过我们能够得到的，或者我们能够做到的事情。
However, the lockdown of COVID has made us realize that life is more than what I can gain and what I can achieve.
COVID 的一年半让我们沉静下来，透过教会的宣讲，透过你的读经，你知道我们实在是蒙恩的人。我觉得我们实在是活在挪亚的方舟里。
COVID has made us hunker down for a year and a half. Through the preaching of the church and through personal Bible reading, we now know that we are indeed blessed by God.
我们为什么蒙恩呢？因为我们认识主，因为我们受洗，因为我们与基督联合，因为我们钉在十字架上已经死了，现在活着就是基督，你就是基督的人，这个就是你生命里面最蒙福的部分。
We are blessed because we have come to know the Lord Jesus, baptized in him, united with Christ, crucified with Christ on the cross, have become dead, and now the one who lives is Christ living in me. Such is the blessedness that we have.
你无论现在是在家里隔离，在酒店隔离，或者你可以出去外面办事，或者你在家里 work from home, 你这个人，你就是代表基督，你就是穿上基督。
Whether you are isolated at home or quarantined, running errands outside or at work, you realize that you represent Christ, and Christ is in you, and you put on Christ.
保罗知道他所讲的福音实在是牵涉到列国列邦，这样的福音在他的时代规模实在很不，实在是小小的。
Paul knows that the gospel he preached will impact every and all nations, even though during his era,Such a gospel was not yet in a very large scope.
但是他知道他要带出来的这个整全的福音影响力是非常的大，但是这个大不是从人数来考虑而已。
But Paul knows that the entire gospel message that he proclaims will exert enormous influence, and this is not talking about number of believers.
这个整全的福音是影响你整个人，然后可以带来翻天覆地的改变。
More importantly, the truth of the entire gospel shall impact and transform you as an individual, as a person. Yes, and this gospel can also transform the whole world.
我希望不管你是第一代基督徒、第二代、第三、第四、第五、第六都没有关系，你都必须是一个第一代认识基督的人。
I wish that whether you are the first generation, second, third, fourth, fifth generation believer, it doesn't matter. You will always have to be a new believer.
这个福音都需要在你身上带来那种翻天覆地的改变。
Let the gospel transform you entirely.
让我分享一个故事。去年二月的时候，我们还没有开始 Orange Alert 的时候，我在泰国北部与缅甸交界的一个那个 Masai 那边。
Last February, before the Orange Alert, I was in Masai, Chiang Rai of the Northern Thailand.
有一天晚上就在那个通往缅甸的边界的那个大街上，在寒风嗖嗖当中，就跟一个来自缅甸的姐妹谈话。她是一个摆地摊的姐妹。
One night, on the street leading to the border of Burma, I had a conversation with a sister who had set up a street store in the cold.
她说她出生在缅甸，全村都非常贫穷。那有人来村子里面买小孩子，父母就把她卖掉了。
She said that she was born in Myanmar, and the whole village was very poor. When someone came to the village to buy a child, her parents sold her, and she was taken to Bangkok to work.
然后当他在曼谷的时候，因为真的是小，笨手笨脚的，警察来抓那些没有证件的人，他就被抓到了。
It didn't take long for the police to check who did not have documents while working in Bangkok, and so she was caught.
然后就关起来，然后后来就把她送回去缅甸。
She was locked up, and then she was sent back to Myanmar.
但是送回去缅甸，不是送回去她原来村子，没有这样的 service 哦，所以她从此就没有家人了。就是没有亲人了，有人给她一口饭吃，她就为那个人工作。
She was sent back, but not to her family, and there was no accommodation, there was no relatives. She just became a child worker, to do any part-time work for others.
从天没有亮一直工作到夜深，工作是非常的辛苦。然后很多年以后，她才终于来到泰国，然后在 Masai 的时候接触到福音，她就非常感动。
From dawn to late night at work, the work is very hard. And after many years, she ended up in Thailand again. And in Masai, she encountered the gospel and became a believer.
她非常感动，因为在这世界上，她连父母的爱都没有，一个亲人都没有了。但是有这么一个天地，造天地的上帝来爱她，来认她，当她是一个宝贝，她觉得非常的感动。
She was very moved by the message of the gospel. In this world, she has never experienced love, not parents, not relatives, and yet now she knows there's a God, a creator who loves her. And this gives her hope to live.
她觉得说她人生从此就有了希望，然后她含着泪说，她要不是来到泰国，她没有机会信主，因为在缅甸她去过的那么多地方，讨生活的地方，一个基督徒都没有。
With tears in her eyes, she said that if she had not come to Thailand, she would never have the opportunity to know and believe in the Lord. Because in the village where she worked, in Myanmar, there was not a single Christian.
那现在信主了，让她认识到原来福音是这么宝贵，不只是为了她，也是为了别人。这对她的人生带来一个翻天覆地的改变。
Now that she has become a follower of Christ, she appreciates how precious the gospel is, not only for her, but also for others, because the gospel has transformed her life.
当她后来在泰国工作一段时间，终于有能力自己租一个地方来住，以前她就是睡在墙角，她就存钱存钱，然后千里回乡，到处去找，到底我的家人还在吗？
So she worked, and when she was able to rent a roomby herself, she started to save money. Then she traveled back to her hometown to seek out her family members.
然后居然走来走去，居然就找到了她的父母。然后她又再回去泰国，再拼命打更多工，存钱再回去，再探望他们。
And she found her parents, surprisingly. And she continued to work hard and save money and keep making trips back to the hometown to find her family members.
然后到后来，他终于就把他们一个一个接到 Masai 去，跟他住在一起，他来养活他们。
She supported them, and she one by one took them back to Chiang Rai.
然后他带他们到教会去听福音。他说，小的时候受的苦都是值得的，因为今天知道有基督爱他。
And she took them to the church to receive the gospel.And she said that all the suffering that she had when she was a child was worth it, because today she knows that Jesus Christ loves her.
听到这个部分，我很感动。我每次讲这件事情，我还是会很感动。
Hearing this part, I felt so moved, and I always feel very moved when I recall this story.
一个生命被耶稣摸到以后，就有改变，而这个改变就像保罗所说的。成全了基督的律法，而基督的律法就是叫我们要去爱人如己。
Whenever a life is touched by Jesus, there will be transformation. And this transformation, as Paul says, in this change, the law of Christ has been fulfilled. And the law of Christ is for us to love our neighbor as ourselves.
今天我们的讲道重点就是做先兆的人。我相信这个重点是很重要，也是很简单，也是我们每个人可以抓到的。
The focus of today's preaching is on being a new creation. I believe you could grasp this point.
不是说，我十年前我知道了，或者两年前我知道了， 啊，我知道了，我知道了。其实这个是一个日日新，每一天都跟主同钉十字架，也每一天来顺从圣灵的。
It's not just about I know this, I know that this thing about new creation. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when I believe in the Lord, this new creation is about being renewed every day when you're crucified with the Lord day by day.
在你的说话跟别人的对话里面，你的脾气里面，圣灵来管制你，让你去跟别人修复关系，让你从以前很会得罪别人，到后来你开始会建立别人，祝福别人。
In your speech, in your conversations, in your mannerisms, in your behavior, in your relationships, how you deal with people, you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you.
然后圣灵就在这样的过程当中，在你的生命里面结出恩慈、信实、忍耐、节制等等的这些果子来。
And let the Holy Spirit work in you to bear the beautiful fruit of the Spirit.
那有些人还是会想要问，这样你跟我说，到底我们可以做什么？
Some people will still ask, what can we do?
我想有一个很重要的事情讲出来很简单，其实就是走向人群，就是或者说跟人建立关系。
First of all, you need to establish relationship with people.
在一月的时候，我曾经在这里讲到的时候，我提到说，我们教会能不能够为附近的 Medical Hub 那边工作的人，我们能不能够让他们有机会听到福音，也成为信主的人
？In January, I once shared that you know Jubilee Church is so close to SGH Medical Hub, and I wondered whether we can reach out to people who are working there.
这样的一件事情其实就是种一个种子。那上个礼拜我在华语崇拜讲到之后，我就听到一个很美好的故事。
This is about planting a seed. And last Sunday, after preaching in the other side, I heard a beautiful story.
这样有一个弟兄是在那个 Medical Hub 工作的，那他的同事其实都是来自各国的人。
There was a brother who works in Medical Hub, and he has colleagues all over the world.
那上个礼拜我看到他的时候，他要去做一个很尊贵的事情。
Last week, when I met him, he was going to do a very honorable thing.
因为他只是住在一个小小的租来的房间，不能用他的不能用房东的客厅，也不能够用房东的那个厨房。
He stays in a rented place. He cannot use the landlord's living room or dining room.
但是他就跟他的同事说：“哎，你们打了针，如果很辛苦的话，哈，我可以来煮汤给你喝的，我可以来做饭给你吃的。”
But he told his colleagues, "Hey, after your vaccination, you might be feeling quite uncomfortable. I can come to your place. I can cook for you."
所以上个礼拜他就拎了一包的东西，准备下午要去他的同事的家，因为同事住的地方是许可煮饭的。
So last week he took some things and he was going to visit his friends, his colleagues, because they were not allowed to cook in their homes.
然后我也通过他就把缅甸文的圣经让他送给他的同事。
Through him, I also gave him my Bible so that he can also bring it to his friends.
我们有很多的可能性的，你可能认识在那个 Medical Hub 工作的人，或者你的邻居就是。总之，你也可以从祷告开始，求主开你的眼睛，让你看到你可以怎么样去服侍。
There are many opportunities. You can ask God to open your eyes and open the opportunities and see how you can minister to other people.
这个部分就是叫做走向人。然后第二个部分，我觉得就是我们可以做的就是走向自然。自然界。
So the first one was about moving towards people, and the second point is about moving towards nature.
这个部分可能我们当中很多新加坡人觉得说这个没什么了不起啊，那个植物园不是就在那边啊，像那些 nature park 就是在那边啊，我哎呀很显的啦，我不要去。但是你知道吗？来到 COVID 的时候，这些地方就会显得出很有疗愈的功夫的效果。
There are many beautiful places of nature in Singapore. You may not think very much about it, but during the COVID, you realize that these places become venues of healing for others.
在新加坡有十几个湿地 wetland.
Singapore, there are quite a number of wetlands.
你去过吗？这是我拍的。
Have you been to these wetlands?
但是如果没有开车，真的不容易去这样的地方，所以我还有别的选择，就是搭巴士就可以到了。
It's not easy to access these places if you do not have a car, so I managed to find that you could reach some places by bus.
距离我们教会很靠近的就是世界遗产，植物园，下一张。
So this place is very near to our church.
还有下一张。在这些地方，你就会发现说那种的 healing effect 非常的大。你自己去 Reiki 得到好处之后，你可以再带你的朋友、带你的同事、带你的同学去。
You realize that when you immerse yourself in such places, there is a huge healing effect. And if you have experienced it yourself, you can invite and you can bring your friends there.
你知道，关系就是从这些一点一滴建立起来的。
And this is how we build friendships and relationships from such activities.
你还可以问你的朋友说，诶，你会不会觉得很有疗愈的效果呢？
You can even ask your friends, do you feel the healing effect?
像我自己个人想见证的，就是每一个礼拜来崇拜，对我来讲，真的是 super 的那个疗愈的效果。
I want to testify that coming to worship every week is very healing for me.
如果你也同意的话，你也可以跟你的朋友讲，我觉得去教会敬拜是很有疗愈的，你要不要跟我一起去？
If you sense it that way too, you can also invite your friends and say, "Hey, it was very healing for me to come to church to worship every week. Would you come with me too?"
但是如果你觉得你连去第一样走向人，你觉得很难，走向自然界也很难，可能你有考试，可能你有其他的限制，但是还有一件事情，我知道你一定能够做得到。
Perhaps you find number one and number two was a little bit hard, you know, moving towards people or moving into the nature was hard. There's still one thing that you can surely do.
就是每一次当你看到哪里疫情很重要的时候，你就为那个地方的人祷告，希望他们可以有福音带给他们盼望。
And that is every time you read about people or places that was suffering from COVID pandemic, you can pray for them.
你希望。你就祷告，希望他们听到福音，也能够有圣灵在他们身上来工作。
Pray that the gospel will go to these places and go to these people, and they will bring them hope.
这件事情其实是我们每一个人都能做到的。
This is something that everyone can do.
我们不是听到 COVID 觉得很惊慌，而是听到 COVID 严重，你就更努力祷告。
We do not panic when we hear the situation getting worse because of COVID.Rather, it is an opportunity for us to pray.
这个就是我们今天，我希望我们离开，我们在领受圣餐的时候，我们得到上帝更大的。你得到上帝的爱，你就觉得说，是主，请你使用我，请你差派我。
May we encounter the love of God today, and the more we encounter it, the more we ask, we tell God.In your service, O Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们实在是需要被你来感动，你的爱不断的来感动我们，使到我们知道你真的很爱我们，你也很爱其他我们见到的人。主啊，帮助我们，在这个 COVID 的期间，我们更加深的体会，也更加深的体会到我们可以怎么样去表达爱，去流露爱。奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。